I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Acclaimed Brazilian-American singer, percussionist, and musician Nani Assis is known for his wonderful rhythms and beautiful songs.
Não consigo saber se é noite ainda ou se é tarde pra tranquilo, não consigo me conter. Os dois são um e um sou eu. Eu esboço de outro em um. Os dois são eu e eu sou um.
Now Nani Assis is leading a special night of music at Dizzy's Club in New York City tomorrow, February 24th. It's titled Nani Assis, Afro Jobim with Ron Carter. I recently spoke to Nani about Afro Jobim, a vibrant project led by Assis that brings the Afro-Brazilian roots of bossa nova to the forefront, drawing from the rhythms of Rio de Janeiro and the traditions of Bahia. The performance reveals the African pulse that shaped Jobim's iconic sound.
I listen to many things, but Jobim is, to me, the best representative of what we want to show the people, what we want to, you know, represent our Brazilian music. You know, Brazilian music is so vast, and so the repertoire and songbook of Jobim. And I'm trying to focus now because, of course, he's a classical training piano player and orchestrator and everything. We know all that. This is all ad for the beauty and the genius of Jobim. But there's always a period of time that he recorded a couple albums here in the United States. And this period of time, 60, 62 to 68, on those albums, he used a lot of percussions and a lot of the language of Afro-Brazilian music. And one album in particular got my attention, and that album changed my life. I hear people say that a lot, but this happened to me. And the album, it's called Urubu. This album really, really make a phenomenal impact on me for the possibility of breaking barriers of classical music and popular music.
The fabulous list of musicians includes Grammy-nominated percussionist and band leader Bobby Sanabria.
Well, I mean, listen, who doesn't love Jobim's music? But his music being approached from this side of things, where the rhythm really is in the forefront with all of the percussion, is a fabulous idea. It also showcases the fact that most people, when they think about percussion, they think, oh, it's just going to be loud and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be exciting, obviously. But there's a lot of subtlety that percussion is capable of.
You can see my entire conversation with Nani Assis and Bobby Sanabria on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.